But when he drank whiskey, I believe his common mind broke. Wait for me. I got a little white boy right down here, and I call my son, if you come back to me. That little rascal did all over the woods. He the first man slipping his house right there. Got a plenty, Mr. Lamar Pickard, my young cow. You know him.
Remember?
Oh, he was. But now he don't be so bad about trying to overpower you and take you, get to the house and just take your house. He want men to stand and talk and play with him and drink with him and laugh, talk about what he got and all that stuff like that. Well, he's the first man stayed in his house. I stand in the little back of there, me and watch him. And we built, and it was, I believe she done put about 2 beds over there, you know? And they're still over there, and I own them.
Ellen was cooking, and there was an odor that came in here, you'd say, that's so nice.
Yeah, and I said, you got something in the kitchen. And I'm like, girl, you got something in that scorching or you got something in that burning.
But whatever it is, I can...
Can smell.
Okay. And when you're making molasses, if it finally gets to where you think it's right, you say the molasses... if you think it's thick enough, you say the molasses are, or the molasses is.
Well, he said, this search is by done. Just get this out.
Would you say the molasses are done?
Well, some of them might be, but we mostly call it sooty. Mm-hmm. But now your heap of them, pass me some of that molasses. Mm-hmm. Pass me some more of that molasses.
If you were saying molasses and you wanted some,
yeah,
and you asked Ellen where it was, she said molasses.
I see, yeah, that'll do.
All right, and she was telling you where it was.
Yeah.
She would say, the molasses.
Yeah. In the kitchen cabinet.
Okay.
Or in the sea.
Okay.
Or worse than it would be, plus the stove.
And have you ever heard the terms long sweetening and short sweetening?
Long sweetening and short sweetening. And be real, if it was just there, it may be another name.
Mm-hmm. If something is real, and you know, like sometimes when you buy a pocketbook, instead of saying real leather, it'll say
what some of them says.
Uh-huh. If something is
some
real.
Some of them say billfold.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them say my hand push. They say billfold. They say pocket boot.
But if something is real and you know that it's going to be good, because it says that everything in it, there's nothing in it that's not false, that's false. You'll say, this is a genuine?
Yes.
What would you say?
I said, well, this is a genuine wine, so-and-so.